Drop of Blood, Episode 2.
Yes, Brian?
Hey, Angela. We have a body here. Looks like the work of our vampire friends.
The same ones?
Yeah.
I was already on my way to find the bastards. Where's the body and... where the hell are you?
I'm at the intersection of Lewis and Bronze. The body's about a street away. I'll wait for you.
Wait there, and I'll be at the intersection in a few minutes. Just got on the bus and it's freezing.
Hey, I'll warm you up.
Brian, shut it. Just keep your ass there, will you?
Jill, I was just joking. I'll be here.
You better be.
Babe, over here.
What the fuck, Brian?
Relax, Angela. Just chill the hell out.
No, you chill. Your pathetic flirting is getting annoying. I'm sick of it. You're pathetic, too.
Really? Then you can just fight the bloodsuckers by yourself, seeing as you don't give a damn for anyone but you and the vampire that you're so obsessed with.
You fucking bitch!
Oh, defensive about it, huh? How about just for once in your life you face up to it, Angela? If you decide you need me after all, which I doubt, just call. But I'm not going to be spoken to like I'm your subordinate. Your attitude lately has been irrational and, frankly, unbearable. Tell you the truth, I'm tired of it and you. Not every man that comes along is going to stab you in the back, you know.
What a pansy. Fucking low blow. Bitch. Gotta hate him. I can't think about this right now. No. Enough of that. Where's the body? Yep, this is that missing woman on the news, too. God, what a mess.
Oh, poor little slayer, all alone.
Ah, gentlemen and ladies, I think we should invite her for a snack. Doesn't she look tasty?
Mmm, and what a treat she'll be.
Come here, slayer. She is young. Her blood is much purer than that old hag's. And the fear, the anxiety, so...
oh, shit.
Tempting.
Ugh, fuck you!
Hell. Ugh. Fuck. She's already been marked. Her blood is tainted. Master?
If any of you lay hands on her again, the punishment will be slow and merciless. You shall be entombed in an impenetrable coffin of steel and buried under the ground for the remainder of your days. You will have no sustenance to keep you strong. The pain will be this size. Of hell.
Yes,
master.
Angela, my love, allow me to close the
wound. Back off. You know what I said to you the last time we met face to face.
As memory serves, you declared that you and your little band of slayers would dispose of me. Interestingly enough, I see none of them here now.
No, let me go.
Do you still live in that apartment?
What? Yeah, so? You're not invited.
I did not expect to be. But my honor calls for me to see you safely to your home.
Whatever. I should have known you'd pull this gentleman crap. Go away.
I shall rid you of your fever as well. We can't have this head cold getting worse.
What? What do you care? God, go! Just go!
If that is truly what you want, my love.
And don't call me that. Damien. I used to work in a tattoo parlor back in high school, drawing on people's skin to survive and feed myself. Support from my parents was minimal at best, and I had a real desire to go to college. And I got the perfect tattoo job. He came in one Friday evening looking like a god in this kick-ass motorcycle jacket and heavy boots.
Good evening. My name is Damien. I am in need of a unique and special tattoo. Can you assist me?
Ah, hell. I wanted to assist Mr. Tall, Dark, and Handsome with anything he ever needed, especially in the bedroom department. But I just said...
Good evening, sir. Do you have a specific tattoo artist in mind?
Actually, yes.
Well, give me the name and I'll see if I can get you in. Walk-in appointments are kind of hectic, but I can see if they aren't booked.
No need to fear. The young woman's name is Angela. I believe that is you, my dear.
Uh-huh.
You are not overbooked, I trust.
Damn, did he hit me with some sexual power then? I felt like I was going to melt right into the desk.
No, I don't have any customers for a few hours, at least.
Every time I looked into his deep eyes, I felt this weird lurching in my belly. I wanted to fall deep into his gaze, but then my loud, fat bitch of a boss came storming into the front office.
Angela, how you doing? Who is this young man?
Hello, sir. I am Damien. I was hoping this talented young woman could provide me with a custom tattoo.
But for that type of tattoo, we have more experienced artists. See, Angela's still kind of new, and I wouldn't want anything to go wrong.
This corporate scumbag attitude was part of Frank's daily routine. He always knew how to cover his ass.
Sir, I appreciate your candor, but I believe that Angela is talented enough an artist to handle the picture I require.
Well, if anything is not to your liking, we have a money-back policy. We will even take care of ridding you of the tattoo at, no charge.
Told you. He really is a bastard with an unhealthy obsession for stomping on others lower than him on the chain of command.
Thank you again for the offer, Mr. Frank. But I would like Angela to draw this tattoo for me.
The look that Frank gave me would have made the most hardened of prisoners cringe. My job was on the line, so I let Damien to my office and drew out my computer.
You mentioned that you wanted a custom picture?
Yes.
What kind of picture?
All professional pretense was gone. I was merely a girl stabbing at being a woman before my time.
I would like the image of a man transforming into a demon.
All right. Would you like a background of some sort? A skull and crossbones or something?
I was drawing the twisted figure of a morphing man on my laptop with my special program and my touchscreen mouse.
No background of any kind is necessary. Thank you.
How's this, sir?
Please, Angela, call me Damien. Being addressed as sir makes me feel quite old. As to your sketch, perfect, as I knew it would be.
Just out of curiosity, how did you hear about me?
I have some friends who have visited this tattoo parlor in the past. They mentioned an aspiring young artist by the name of Angela. They told me of her great beauty, so I simply had to come see for myself. No need to be shy, Angela. I have not been disappointed. You are very beautiful, and your sketch suggests that you are a true artist.
So, where do you want the tattoo?
On my upper chest. It is to be a small picture, you understand. About the size of my palm.
Seriously awkward.
Not a problem, sir. I mean, Damien.
Excellent.
When I said he looked like a god with that jacket on, I wasn't kidding. But when he took his shirt off and I saw the rippling muscles underneath, I almost fainted. And I'm not an overdramatic person.
Do you mind if I shave the area where I'll be drawing the tattoo? It'll be easier to work with if it's cleaned off.
Of course. Do what you think is necessary. Shall I lie down on this table?
Please let me know if you're in too much pain or something. I was so nervous that my hands kept shaking.
Do not worry about me, Angela. I can withstand the discomfort. Calm. Calm down. I don't bite. Yet.
And with that creepy mind thing, I went to work on him with no hesitation. I hope I drew that the way you wanted.
You have created a masterpiece, and I thank you for your efforts. I am more than satisfied, Angela.
I'm glad to hear it. Is there anything else I can do for you this evening?
Yes, there is something. But first...
Oh, that would go to my boss. He's the one who deals with all the payments and stuff. Besides, I'm not even sure how much he charges for this anyway. I wouldn't want to give you the wrong amount.
No. This isn't for your boss. I'll pay him on my way out. This is your tip.
No, you really shouldn't. I mean, I don't deserve...
Nonsense. I'm giving you this as a tip. You will take it.
I thought I was going out of my mind when I looked down at the check. $1,000. I blinked, and it really did say $1,000. Oh, no, I couldn't possibly...
But... You will.
Well, thank you so much. I really don't know what else to say. What else did you need from me?
A personal favor. You see, Angela, I'm rather thirsty. And I haven't fed tonight. You will remain calm. I won't harm you, fragile one. I shall only take as much as I need to sustain me. You will not feel any pain.
Excellent job, Angela. You'll get a bonus for this. You know, we've gotten some fabulous compliments from that young man. No need to worry. Congratulations. You've got this job for winter break, kid.
Damien, why?
Cast. Angela was Tanya Milevich. Damien was Richard Garner. Brian was Matt Weller. Kanan was Joe Hempel Jr. Vampire 1 was Heather Wilson. Vampire 2 was D.T. Kelly. And Frank was H. Keith Lyons. The music was provided by the band Globus and by the composer Haydn. Check the show notes for details. The sound effects were self-produced. Email the producer, Amanda Furr, that's AFURR1990@gmail.com for more details and to leave comments. Again, that's AFURR1990@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.